It's Friday, January 1st, AD 2021. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. On Monday, a Chinese communist court sentenced Christian journalist Zhang Zan to 4 years in prison for reporting on the coronavirus outbreak from Wuhan earlier this year. Zhang's lawyer, Ren Kuanyu, said before the trial, quote, Ms. Zhang believes she is being persecuted for exercising her freedom of speech, end quote. The United Nations Human Rights Group and U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo immediately called for Zhang's release. Zhang commented on her situation, quoting from 1 Corinthians 10, verse 13, God is faithful. He will not allow the temptation to be more than you can stand. When you are tempted, he will show you a way out so that you can endure. Monday marked the 850th anniversary of the martyrdom of Thomas Becket. President Donald Trump issued a proclamation honoring Becket as, quote, a statesman, a scholar, a chancellor, a priest, an archbishop, and a lion of religious liberty, end quote. Trump then called for the end of religious persecution, saying, quote, the crimes against people of faith must stop. Prisoners of conscience must be released. Laws restricting freedom of religion and belief must be repealed, end quote. A recent poll by YouGov found that 55% of Britons say they do not belong to any particular religion. Only 27% said they believe in a god or a higher power. However, 56% of Britons also say they think the UK is a Christian country. Although belief in a god or a higher power remains low, especially among younger generations, the percentage of Generation Z members who believe in a god is 23%, up from 21% last January. U.S. Republican Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri announced Wednesday that he will object to the certification of the 2020 Presidential Electoral College results on January 6th. Hawley is the first U.S. senator to do so. Multiple House Republicans also plan on challenging the certification based on election integrity concerns. A Gallup poll found that Americans were more likely to name President Donald Trump as the most admired man in 2020. This ends former President Barack Obama's 12-year run as the most admired man. Other top admired men last year included Barack Obama, Joe Biden, Dr. Anthony Fauci, Pope Francis, Elon Musk, Bernie Sanders, Bill Gates, LeBron James, and the Dalai Lama. Since Gallup started conducting the poll in 1946, incumbent presidents have generally topped the list. Psalm 62, verse 9 says, those of low estate are but a breath. Those of high estate are a delusion. In the balances they go up, they are together lighter than a breath. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell blocked quick action to pass a bill with $2,000 coronavirus stimulus checks, calling it, quote, socialism for rich people, end quote. Instead, McConnell called for targeted relief in the stimulus bill. He also pushed for two of Trump's priorities, investigating election integrity and repealing liability protections for internet platforms like Facebook and Twitter. The Massachusetts state legislature passed the Pro-Abortion Roe Act this week, overriding Republican Governor Charlie Baker's veto of the bill. Now, the murder of unborn babies is codified as a so-called, quote-unquote, right in the state. The bill also lowers the age that girls can get abortions without parental consent from 18 to 16. In addition, the legislation allows abortions after 24 weeks in a broad number of cases. And finally, hymnary.org, a hymn database, reports use of their resources doubled this year during the coronavirus pandemic. Page views neared 40 million during 2020, the highest ever. The top viewed hymn was Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. A message at the website says, quote, in this time of uncertainty and fear, Christians around the globe turn to scripture and turn to song for comfort. We remember that our help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth, end quote. Ephesians 5, verses 18 and 19 says, be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. And that's The World View in 5 minutes on this Friday, January 1st in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.